Lactose Intolerance, an audiobook for the visually impaired, by Ari Sharfstein. Chapter 1. What is lactose intolerance? So what does lactose intolerance even mean? Well, lactose intolerance is the inability to digest the enzyme lactose, which is a sugar found in dairy. This is caused by a deficiency of the enzyme lactase, which is produced by your body's cells lining the small intestine. Quite simply, lactase breaks down lactose. Let's use an example. Jordan loves ice cream, which contains lactose. However, he is lactose intolerant, which means his body does not produce the enzyme lactase to break down the lactose in his ice cream. So if he eats ice cream, the lactose in the ice cream won't be able to be broken down in his body because his body does not produce lactase, the enzyme that would break down the lactose in the ice cream. This would result in very uncomfortable stomach problems, which we will talk more about in the next chapter. Lactose and lactase sound very similar, so try not to confuse them. Once again, lactose is an enzyme found in dairy products, and lactase is an enzyme produced by the cells lining your small intestine to break down the lactose. Chapter 2, Symptoms of Lactose Intolerance. Lactose intolerance has a variety of symptoms. These can include abdominal pain, abdominal bloating, gas, diarrhea, nausea, cramps in the lower stomach region, and throwing up. I'm sure many of you have experienced these symptoms before, but there are plenty of ways to avoid them, which we'll talk more about in Chapter 4. Chapter 3, How to Diagnose Lactose Intolerance. Lactose intolerance can be hard to diagnose based on the symptoms provided in Chapter 2 alone. Many people think they suffer from lactose intolerance because they have digestive problems. However, it may not be due to lactose at all, but to other stomach conditions. Two tests are commonly used to measure the digestion of lactose to see if the patient is lactose intolerant. These two tests are the hydrogen breath test and the stool acidity test. For the hydrogen breath test, the person drinks a lactose-loaded beverage such as milk. Their breath is then analyzed to measure the amount of hydrogen present. Normally, very little hydrogen is detectable in the breath, but undigested lactose produces high levels of hydrogen. So if you have high levels of hydrogen in your breath, your body is having a hard time digesting lactose, and therefore you may be diagnosed as having lactose intolerance. The stool acidity test is used for infants and young children to measure the amount of acid in the stool. Undigested lactose creates lactic acid, which is a chemical. Lactic acid can be detected in a stool sample. So if you have lactic acid in your stool, you may be diagnosed as having lactose intolerance. Chapter 4, How to Manage Lactose Intolerance. Lactose intolerance is an easily manageable condition. Although the body's ability to produce lactase cannot be changed, the symptoms of lactose intolerance can be managed with dietary changes. One way to do this is to eliminate dairy products altogether. Examples of dairy products are milk, yogurt, cheese, cottage cheese, cream cheese, custard, ice cream, butter, infant formula, whipped cream, and much more. However, it is not safe to completely eliminate dairy out of your diet, as it is essential for calcium intake, which helps with many bodily functions, an important one being bone growth. Luckily, there are many other foods that do not contain lactose, but are still high in calcium. Examples of some of these foods are salmon, spinach, sardines, oranges, broccoli, pinto beans, lettuce greens, and tuna. Soy is also another great alternative. Soy is a bean that has a high amount of calcium, equivalent to dairy. Many dairy foods these days have soy alternatives. Examples of some soy foods are soy milk, soy ice cream, soy cheese, soy yogurt, and more. Soy allows you to eat the dairy foods you love without the lactose. Another way to eat the dairy foods you love is to take a lactate pill every time you eat dairy. The lactate pill gives your body a small amount of the lactase enzyme you need to break down lactose. This enables you to eat lactose foods and be able to digest them properly without any symptoms. The most popular pills are Equate's Dairy Digestive Supplement and Lactaid. These pills can be easily purchased at places such as local grocery stores, Walmart, and CVS. However, before taking any of these pills, please contact a doctor to make sure the lactate pill is right for you. Chapter 5, Lactose Intolerance Around the World. Lactose intolerance is a widely common disease, so trust me, you are not alone. This condition is seen all over the world. Approximately 70% of the world's population has a lactase deficiency. The percentage varies according to ethnicity and is related to the use of dairy products in one's diet. This means if your family for many generations has a history of not consuming lactose, your genes may lack the lactase gene. In populations with lots of dairy foods in one's diet, specifically Northern European countries, there's as few as 2% of the population that has a lactase deficiency. The occurrence of lactase deficiency is 50% to 80% in Hispanic people, 60% to 80% in Black and Ashkenazi Jewish people, and almost 100% in Asian and Indian people. In the U.S., lactose intolerance varies by race, with about 74% of African Americans, 87% of Indian Americans, and 14% of Caucasians with some kind of lactose allergy. Chapter 6, Conclusion. As you can see, lactose intolerance is a condition that is very common. It is seen throughout the world, present in many cultures. While it may make eating a little harder, there are many ways to manage this condition. With the existence of alternative foods that give you calcium intake without the lactose, and the ability to take a pill to help digest the lactose, eating is manageable and stress-free. While being lactose intolerant may seem scary at first, it is an easy condition to live with and will only affect your lifestyle in a small way if you know how to manage your condition correctly. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel